Behold. The Crypt Keeper with Michael Mysterio on 95 BFM.
Do you believe the voice?
I want to believe. I want to believe.
Well, hello, Michael Mysterio.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, it's pretty cold, but otherwise, loving it.
And who are we going to be looking at today?
Today we're going to the mountainous desert of Richtersveld, South Africa, to meet the Grootslang.
The Grootslang.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Grootslang.
I'm just going to put some background music on.
Mm-hmm. Keep it coming.
Just bear with me. All right. Ooh, I'm feeling that. Hold on, let's just listen to this for a second. All right. Sorry, I got taken away there. So the Grootslang.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, to start off, before we talk in detail about what they do, who they are and where they come from,
mm-hmm.
You've got 30 seconds to describe this creature.
All right.
And I'm going to try and draw them.
Yeah, all right. So...
go.
Imagine the head of an elephant, but the body of a snake. And instead of two tusks...
The body of a snake?
Yeah, the body of a snake.
Okay.
But maybe more like four tusks instead of your regular two.
Jeepers.
And make sure that your tusks are razor sharp. Sometimes you've got diamonds for eyes.
What? How did... That's
but not
insane.
Always. Yeah.
All right. 30 seconds is up. I've drawn my object. They've got no legs at all. I suppose a snake doesn't...
Yeah, snakes have don't
any
have legs.
Legs. So what do they do?
All right. So this creature is as old as the world itself, actually. The gods created it when they were new to creating animals, as the legend says. But they were so shocked and horrified at this, like, terrifying monstrosity that they created that they split it in half and never the twain shall meet again, except for the first one, which somehow escaped and ran away.
What? They split what in half?
Well, they split the animal in half and like from this one super creature they created both snakes and elephants.
Okay.
Yeah, so the gods, you know, they're just like messing around.
Those bloody gods.
And they created something that they were too horrified by, and they had to cut it in half. Which
surely that would make it more horrifying.
Well, now, what's more horrifying, a snake and an elephant separately, or a snake and an elephant together?
Separately.
That's wrong. Put together, it's terrifying. So basically they cut them all in half. Well, didn't cut them in half. They stopped their creation and made new creations out of it.
Yes.
But one of them got away and escaped into the desert where it lives today, or where its children live today. That is a point of contention.
And so what do they do?
Well, they live in this huge hole. It's called the Wonder Hole, actually.
And can people go and look at the Wonder Hole? Put little treats?
Like if you're a doofus. Because you see, the Wonder Hole, filled with diamonds. Absolutely laden with diamonds. that attracts people. But the thing about the Grootslang is it's fiercely protective of its diamonds. So if you get too close... That's the sound of Grootslang just, like, making you dead.
How does it make you dead?
I mean, it's got two to six sometimes razor-sharp tusks.
Ah, yes.
It's, like, 50 feet long, 3 feet wide. Yeah.
And so who first sighted the Grootslang?
So it's kind of been around forever.
Right, okay.
It's been sighted forever, but... like, there was a big spate of sightings from, like, I guess the early 1800s to the mid-1900s. Mostly because some, basically, like, German men and English men were like, fuck yeah, let's get some diamonds. let's go on an expedition. Fuck, I'm dead, never seen again. Or like, I'm going down a... Okay, so the Grootslang like lives in the Wonderhole. The Wonderhole is like 40 kilometers deep or something. It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah, and the other thing is, it's also 40 kilometers long, because that like it joins to the sea.
Wow.
And there are underground rivers, and there's overground rivers nearby where this creature hangs out. Like, it travels through the water, basically.
And it doesn't want to do anyone any harm unless they want to get... Unless somebody wants to grab
their
diamonds.
Yeah, like, basically, it mostly doesn't interact with people.
Hmm.
Like, there are stories about people being on the river and then whoosh, a Grootslang comes up and is like, not interested, doesn't care. But sometimes, you know, kind of to... I don't know if this is... just to twist the tail, make it more exciting, they kind of hunt out people. And a good, you know, they're when they interact with people, they want to kill them instantly. They're bloodthirsty, unless you can buy your life off with some diamonds, because they love diamonds so much.
And do you believe, or do you want to believe?
Yeah, I want to believe.
But do you?
Look, I'm going to put this one at a solid 5 out of 10. I'm on the fence on this one. It's
you can't do a 5 out of 10. That's too easy.
Oh, 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. Yeah, could just be huge snakes, but I like the idea of this elephant-headed snake monster.
I do too.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be pretty funny watching it try and get to you, because it would have a huge head
and
a thin-ass body.
Like, just for me to describe how... Oh, no, its body is huge as well. It's like 3 feet wide.
Yeah, but it's a snake, half of its body, so it'd be trying to slide to you.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Sometimes they have, what are the feet? Probably just feet. Sometimes it's got the front feet, but not the hind feet of the elephant.
Oh, sounds like the gods did an awful job.
Yeah.
Idiots.
It's not their best work.
No. So you've got a track that you reckon that these Grootslang would listen to.
Yeah, I do.
And what are we going to be listening to?
What are we going to be listening to?
Groover's Prayer.
We are listening to Groover's Prayer from the Sound of Quieter compilation.
Cool. Let's do it. This is what the Grootslang would listen to. Would you listen to this if you were a Grootslang? Let us know.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, these guys attract their prey to their caves to eat them, so that's why I've got such a sexy song.
Thanks heaps to Michael Mastera for popping in for The Crypt Keeper. We've just been talking about the Grootslang. Head of an elephant, body of a snake.
Terrifyingly huge snake.
A terrifyingly huge snake.
Till next time. The Crypt Keeper on 95 BFM.